This is KUT. Employees of a Colorado-based nonprofit will soon move to Austin to begin studying the city's various commuting woes. It's part of a partnership the city of Austin finalized Thursday. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey has more.
The city's calling it a multi-year mobility transformation program. All right, so what does that mean?
Mobility as a service that is electrified and eventually autonomous in cities designed for it.
Again, what does that mean?
How it affects people, right? And what the implications are in terms of, you know, everyday use, and what does this start to look like?
Yeah, let's talk about that. Greg Rux is with the Rocky Mountain Institute and will manage the project here in Austin. One of the organization's first goals has little to do with traffic. It's to get more electric and environmentally friendly vehicles on the road. Rux says they've already started talks with ride-sharing and taxi companies about adding electric vehicles to their fleets. Rocky Mountain Institute's team of 10 will also spend the next year finding a way to fill in the gaps in public transportation. Say, for example, you live too far from a bus stop, so you end up driving all the way to work.
Maybe the private companies could give you a ride to that node, get you on that public transit service, and allow you to use it in a way that you didn't before.
The partnership will last between 3 and 5 years and will work within the city's already approved budget. Austin joins other partner cities across the U.S., including Denver, Portland, Seattle, and Chicago. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.